Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 31, Section 1. Definitions. A. In this chapter, unless the context otherwise requires. 1. Deadly weapon means anything that is designed for lethal use. The term includes a firearm. 2. Deface means to remove, alter, or destroy the manufacturer's serial number. 3. Explosive means any dynamite, nitroglycerin, black powder, or other similar explosive material, including plastic explosives. Explosive does not include ammunition or ammunition components such as primers, percussion caps, smokeless powder, black powder, and black powder substitutes used for hand loading purposes. 4. Firearm means any loaded or unloaded handgun, pistol, revolver, rifle, shotgun, or other weapon that will expel, is designed to expel, or may readily be converted to expel a projectile by the action of an explosive. Firearm does not include a firearm in permanently inoperable condition. 5. Improvised explosive device means a device that incorporates explosives, or destructive, lethal, noxious, pyrotechnic, or incendiary chemicals, and that is designed to destroy, disfigure, terrify, or harass. 6. Occupied structure means any building, object, vehicle, watercraft, aircraft, or place with sides and a floor that is separately securable from any other structure attached to it, that is used for lodging, business, transportation, recreation, or storage, and in which one or more human beings either are or are likely to be present, or so near as to be in equivalent danger at the time the discharge of a firearm occurs. Occupied structure includes any dwelling house, whether occupied, unoccupied, or vacant. 7. Prohibited possessor means any person. A. Who has been found to constitute a danger to self or to others, or to have a persistent, acute disability, or grave disability, pursuant to court order pursuant to Section 36,540, and whose right to possess a firearm has not been restored pursuant to Section 13,925. B. Who has been convicted, within or without this state, of a felony, or who has been adjudicated delinquent for a felony, and whose civil right to possess or carry a firearm has not been restored. C. Who is at the time of possession serving a term of imprisonment in any correctional or detention facility. D. Who is at the time of possession serving a term of probation pursuant to a conviction for a domestic violence offense, as defined in Section 13,3601, or a felony offense, parole, community supervision, work furlough, home arrest, or release on any other basis, or who is serving a term of probation or parole pursuant to the Interstate Compact under Title 31, Chapter 3, Article 4,1. E. Who is an undocumented alien, or a non-immigrant alien, traveling with or without documentation in this state for business or pleasure, or who is studying in the state, and who maintains a foreign residence abroad. This subdivision does not apply to I. Non-immigrant aliens, who possess a valid hunting license or permit that is lawfully issued by a state in the United States. 2. Non-immigrant aliens, who enter the United States to participate in a competitive target shooting event, or to display firearms at a sports or hunting trade show that is sponsored by a national, state, or local firearms trade organization, devoted to the competitive use or other sporting use of firearms. 3. Certain diplomats. 4. Officials of foreign governments, or distinguished foreign visitors who are designated by the United States Department of State. V. Persons who have received a waiver from the United States Attorney General. F. Who has been found incompetent pursuant to Rule 11, Arizona Rules of Criminal Procedure, and who subsequently has not been found competent. G. Who is found guilty except insane. 8. Prohibited weapon. A. Includes the following. I. An item that is a bomb, grenade, rocket having a propellant charge of more than 4 ounces, or mine, and that is explosive, incendiary, or poison gas. 2. A device that is designed, made, or adapted to muffle the report of a firearm. 3. A firearm that is capable of shooting more than one shot automatically, without manual reloading, by a single function of the trigger. 4. A rifle with a barrel length of less than 16 inches, or shotgun with a barrel length of less than 18 inches, or any firearm that is made from a rifle or shotgun and that, as modified, has an overall length of less than 26 inches.
V.
A breakable container that contains a flammable liquid, with a flash point of 150 degrees Fahrenheit or less, and that has a wick, or similar device capable of being ignited. VI, a chemical, or combination of chemicals, compounds or materials, including dry ice, that is possessed or manufactured for the purpose of generating a gas to cause a mechanical failure, rupture or bursting, or an explosion or detonation of the chemical, or combination of chemicals, compounds, or materials. 7. An improvised explosive device. 8. Any combination of parts or materials that is designed and intended for use in making or converting a device into an item set forth in item I, V, or 7 of this subdivision. B. Does not include. I. Any fireworks that are imported, distributed or used, in compliance with state laws or local ordinances. 2. Any propellant, propellant-actuated devices, or propellant-actuated industrial tools, that are manufactured, imported or distributed for their intended purposes. 3. A device that is commercially manufactured, primarily for the purpose of illumination. 9. Trafficking, means to sell, transfer, distribute, dispense, or otherwise dispose of a weapon or explosive to another person, or to buy, receive, possess, or obtain control of a weapon or explosive, with the intent to sell, transfer, distribute, dispense, or otherwise dispose of the weapon or explosive to another person. B. The items set forth in subsection A, paragraph 8, subdivision A, items I, 2, 3, and 4 of this section do not include any firearms or devices that are possessed, manufactured or transferred in compliance with federal law. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 31, Section 1, provides definitions for various terms used in the chapter. Here's a detailed explanation of each definition, along with some examples. Deadly weapon, it refers to anything designed for lethal use. This definition includes firearms. Essentially, a deadly weapon is any object or device that is intended to cause harm or death. Examples of deadly weapons include guns, knives, explosives, and certain types of vehicles used as weapons. Deface, it means to remove, alter, or destroy the manufacturer's serial number. This definition pertains to firearms specifically. It is illegal to tamper with or remove the serial number on a firearm, as it is an important identifier for tracking and tracing purposes. Explosive, it includes materials such as dynamite, nitroglycerin, black powder, and other similar explosive substances. However, it explicitly excludes ammunition or ammunition components used for hand-loading purposes, such as primers, percussion caps, smokeless powder, black powder, and their substitutes. This definition is important in distinguishing between explosive materials and legally used ammunition components. Firearm, it encompasses a broad range of weapons that are designed to expel a projectile using an explosive action. This definition covers handguns, pistols, revolvers, rifles, shotguns, and other similar weapons. It is important to note that a firearm, for the purpose of this definition, does not include a weapon that is permanently inoperable. This means that a non-functioning or disabled firearm would not fall under this definition. Improvised explosive device, it refers to a device that incorporates explosives or destructive, lethal, noxious, pyrotechnic, or incendiary chemicals. The device is designed to destroy, disfigure, terrify, or harass. An improvised explosive device, IED, is typically a homemade or makeshift explosive device used for malicious purposes, often associated with acts of terrorism or illegal activities. Occupied structure, it includes any building, object, vehicle, watercraft, aircraft, or place that has sides and a floor and is separately securable from other attached structures. The structure is used for lodging, business, transportation, recreation, or storage. Furthermore, it includes any dwelling house, whether occupied, unoccupied, or vacant. The key aspect is that the structure is either currently occupied by humans, or there is a high likelihood of human presence in close proximity, such that the discharge of a firearm poses a risk to human safety. Prohibited possessor, it refers to individuals who are restricted from possessing firearms under certain circumstances. The definition includes several categories. A. Individuals who have been found by a court to constitute a danger to themselves or others, or who have a persistent or acute disability, or grave disability, as specified by a court order. B. Individuals who have been convicted of a felony, either within or outside of Arizona, and whose civil right to possess or carry a firearm has not been restored. C. Individuals who are currently serving a term of imprisonment in a correctional or detention facility. D. Individuals who are on probation, parole, community supervision, work furlough, home arrest, or any other form of release, related to a conviction for a domestic violence offense, felony offense, or as part of the interstate compact. E. Undocumented aliens, or non-immigrant aliens traveling in Arizona for business or pleasure, except for specific exceptions such as those possessing a valid hunting license, participating in competitive target shooting events, or designated diplomats or officials. F. Individuals who have been found incompetent according to the Arizona Rules of Criminal Procedure, and have not subsequently been found competent. G. Individuals who have been found guilty except insane. Prohibited weapon, it includes specific items, which are A. Bombs, grenades, rockets with a propellant charge exceeding 4 ounces, mines, and similar explosive, incendiary, or poison gas devices. B. Devices designed to muffle the sound of a firearm. C. Firearms capable of shooting more than one shot automatically, without manual reloading, by a single function of the trigger, often referred to as fully automatic firearms. D. Rifles with a barrel length of less than 16 inches, shotguns with a barrel length of less than 18 inches, or any modified firearm derived from a rifle or shotgun with an overall length of less than 26 inches. E. Breakable containers, with a flammable liquid having a flash point of 150 degrees Fahrenheit or less, equipped with an ignitable wick or similar device. F. Chemicals or materials, including dry ice, possessed or manufactured for generating gas that causes mechanical failure, rupture, explosion, or detonation. G. Improvised explosive devices. H. Any combination of parts or materials designed and intended for making or converting a device into the items listed above in A, E, or G. The definition also provides exemptions for certain items, such as fireworks used in compliance with state laws or local ordinances, propellant devices, and industrial tools used for their intended purposes, and devices primarily manufactured for illumination. B. The final paragraph of the section clarifies that the items listed in subsection A, paragraph 8, subdivision A, excluding firearms or devices that comply with federal law, are not considered prohibited weapons when possessed, manufactured, or transferred in accordance with federal regulations.